USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is warning Turkey and other nations that sanctions will be levied against the regime if their attack on Syrian Kurds in the northern part of the country is deemed to be going too far by the administration.
We are putting financial institutions on notice that they should be careful and that there could be sanctions. Again, there are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
A massive wind-driven fire has now damaged or destroyed at least 25 homes in the Los Angeles area. L.A. Fire Chief Ralph Terrez says the Saddle Ridge fire is also deadly.
I'm sad to report that we had one civilian male die last night from cardiac arrest.
The fire is growing at a rate of 800 acres per hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pentagon has announced 2,000 more troops will be sent to Saudi Arabia. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The deployment includes two fighter squadrons, two batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high-altitude area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Miley, explained the purpose of the deployment to Saudi Arabia.
This deployment of additional forces to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is for the purpose of defense of our interests and assets in the region, and also to reestablish deterrence with respect to Iran in the wake of an attack on Saudi Arabia.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
In an unprecedented move sure to face many legal challenges, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signs a bill on Friday that allows any person who feels someone is unsafe with a gun to have that gun taken away from them. The law goes into effect starting next September. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
A senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is leaving his post. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Michael McKinley is a career diplomat. He has served as ambassador to Peru, Colombia, Afghanistan, and Brazil. Now, the Washington Post says he's resigned as the State Department is dealing with low morale from what's being judged as Secretary Mike Pompeo's lack of support for officials who are now caught up in the Ukraine controversy. Pompeo, though, continues to defend President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, including the July phone call with its leader that's now at the center of the impeachment inquiry.
I was on the call. I listened to it. It was consistent with what President Trump has been trying to do to take corruption out. I found that to be wholly appropriate to try and get another country to stop being corrupt.
Pompeo was speaking to PBS NewsHour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning to Capitol Hill news, a Democratic congressman is responding to criticism on why the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement has not yet reached the House floor.
The speaker meets with Mr. Lighthizer, the trade rep, and we have a whole task force in Congress that also is working on it, and Ways and Means Committee is working on it.
That's Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey. The White House is pushing for this as a replacement to the North American Free Trade Agreement, but some Democrats and labor leaders say more work needs to be done to hammer out more worker protections. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.